Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I went to the Celtic Festival over the weekend.
The what festival?
Celtic Festival.
What?
Celtic Festival.
Oh,
did
Celtic.
I stutter?
You did not stutter.
Yes.
Just like,
because I play some bagpipes and now they're going to be thrown at you guys.
Marketing opportunity, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
At Jimmy's old-time rock and roll tavern.
They don't have my menu hack on there, which is the Filet-O-Fish McFlurry.
A delicious vat of ice cream with chunks of Filet-O-Fish in it.
Of cod.
With chunks of Pacific.
No, Mike, actually, it's Potomac cod.
Potomac cod.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We're enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Lawns, Michigan, San Jose, California, Artvin, Turkey. There's a problem with your Artvin. Bernalillo, New Mexico, Pierre, South Dakota, and Gory, Georgia. Quite an eclectic list of towns today.
Yes.
Happy Thursday. At least it should be. Happy Thursday for you, not necessarily for me. Lots going on the show today. We are going to be visited by Nikki Diamond with the predictions for the AFC and NFC championship games this weekend. You got your LA Rams versus the San Francisco 49ers and your Cincinnati Bengals against the Kansas City Mean Chiefs. Mean fans. We'll have that in the news.
Really?
A little mean fan stuff that went on after the Buffalo AFC conference game. So anyway, happy Thursday, but nobody likes problems. We like to go through our lives and have our little routines and, only have something go sideways if we're looking for something different that might go sideways. But if you're doing your job and you're getting up in the morning and you're living your life the way you normally live your life and you're taking your kid to school like I do, you expect it just to be routine.
Right.
And it was. And it was routine up until the moment I left my front door. And I am taking my son
to... And what time is this about?
This would be 5 after 7, roughly 7:05.
You guys have a routine. So this is every day at 5 after 7, you're out the
door.
And
he's good. The morning is not a problem. Nighttime is more difficult. Anybody has an 8-year-old, you know what I'm talking about. Getting them to bed is the issue.
Sure.
In the morning, he's a good kid. He can be a little ornery sometimes, but it's very rare. And we enjoy, more often than not, 99% of the time, we have a great time on our drive into school. And after my morning routine, that proved to be true as well. But when I walk out, I hear... And I look, and there is...
Someone's trying to get your attention?
No. Thank you for that observation, but that wasn't it. There's a small stream. I live in one of those ticky-tacky communities where they all live in little houses, and they all look the same, and they have a gate.
A planned community.
And people ride bikes and walk their little dogs. They're all little dogs, not a big dog to be found, because big dogs are inconvenient, and convenience is the most important thing in the world for the people that live here getting ready. The next step, assisted living, but for now, they're fully independent. So, I see a little stream, not a river, but a little stream, and I noticed that a river, and I look over and I see that the source is coming from very near a fire hydrant that's on the street, and then the mechanics that appear to be where the water main is, where the water comes in to the domicile, and it's on what appears to be my side of the domicile.
When you walk your dogs, do they do that classic movie trope of peeing on the fire hydrant?
They pee on everything, every piece of structure.
Okay. Yeah, just
they're just like fish. They want structure. That's what they want. They want to market.
Yeah.
Duh. Dude. I mean, really, with all due respect, you know, they may he's smelling the same urine from the same dog that he smelled for a while. But then again,
it's
you know.
A bush, the corner of a building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, a piece of trash that somebody defecated on.
Sure.
Well, in fairness to you, Oscar, I've been in Georgetown and I've found those locations as well.
Yeah.
On my way home from certain parties.
A solid dimly lit corner before a long ride home in an Uber can be a dream come true.
Should have thought about this at the Mad Hatter. But now I've
learned. I am thrilled to tell you that the water leak sippage appeared to come from my side and was flooding the front of the yard and then leaking into the street. I have a choice to make at this particular time, and I don't like to do this. I truly don't. But I have a child to get to school, so I pop back into
education first.
She showers a lot, and I went in and I said to her, Carla, you have to deal with this. You have to handle this. You got to call the utility company because we got a problem with the mechanics out there.
Call this utility.
Well, no, this would be the Lee County utilities.
Okay.
And let them know we need, because it immediately looks to me with all the piping and the valves and the gauges and all that, that this is their stuff. And so I'm off after that, but I realize I'm going to call her later and work things out. And we have a very, very handy neighbor, our wonderful neighbor, George, that pops over, and another guy from the DC area. And he pops over and he kills the main. I thought it was at the house, but he actually killed it. Then this is just file this under the heading of help, help, help. You know, so I'm really freaked out about this, but it's not that I get the impression it's not the end of the world. The leak can be stopped until it gets fixed, and there's nothing involved with the house.
Yeah,
so I'm okay.
Inside the house.
Mm-hmm. And I think, but also my relaxation at this situation can be attributed to modern medicine. I think the meds I'm on now are working so well that the pre-medicated me, you know, would have been, the house is going to float away, and what's going to, you don't care. You don't care. Could you show? I don't do any of that anymore. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I don't. In my life, I try to remove that, and I got a handy neighbor, and then unbeknownst to me, Carla is having a conversation with the lady that owns the building where she works, who she is friends with. And one of the nice things about where they work, the lady that owns the building, or the space, I should say, has a husband that's done all the work in the place because he is turbo handy.
Okay.
And all of a sudden he's coming over to look at it.
Wow.
And he's got contacts with plumbers, and he looks at the situation. And at that point he says, well, I'll take it from here. And I realized that sentence, I'll take it from here, for someone who doesn't know his way around these problems, is one of the kindest things he could say to me as I'm an hour away from doing this show. I'll take it from here. Brett, God bless you real good. I'll take it from here. Turns out he's dealing with the utilities, and he comes back in 10 minutes later and says, I have an update. First of all, your town utilities suck. That made me step back for a minute, but I have to get, they don't take responsibility for that stuff that connects the street to the house.
The county
The county says you are on your own, a-hole. And by the way, the state that this is in, this little pump situation that I have, it looks like it was installed during the Roosevelt administration. It is corroded beyond, but there's a guy on his way, you know, might be during the show to fixy. And I just say, fantastic.
Does it appear to be an above ground fix?
Yes, it does appear to be an above ground.
That's
fix.
Good. It's, that's no excavation.
It's hidden in shrubs because we certainly wouldn't want
a lot of times.
We wouldn't want the neighbors to see any mechanical activity.
Hide the pump in some pompous grass.
Do you at all feel inadequate when this happens?
Probably immediately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Although I have to say, Oscar, water is something you deal with in your home all the time. So I have had enough stuff go on where now you remember the story of the last time I dealt with water.
Oh, yes.
In fact, we have a sound of that when I was working on my own bathroom.
Yeah, self-inflicted.
Yeah. And I didn't realize where the water main cutoff to the house was.
Sure.
And, you know, as soon as I was pounding my toilet, that happened. And I'm like, Carla, what is the thing? And I had no idea that it was on the outside of the house. And so,
the main water cut.
Very short order. That went into my bedroom, carpeting, soaking. You know, and I'm like, where's the main cut off? Where's the main cut off? So, but live and learn. Yeah. I ended up finding that out, and we were cool with it. Mm-hmm. And so now I knew where the cutoff was. What I didn't know is that while I was at school, my neighbor George turned the cutoff at the street instead of on the house. So then when I said he turned the main to the house, I told Brett this, and Brett said that's unusual that would stop the leak if it was over here. Well, the problem was it wasn't where, you know what I'm do you understand what I'm saying? And meanwhile, I'm just around there going, you know, I'm involved and active
Brett,
enough.
What's great is Brett not only said I'll take it from here, he also didn't call you an idiot.
He didn't call me an idiot.
He said, but that's unusual.
I didn't know what George did. So we knocked on George's door.
Okay.
George comes over and takes a peek. George puts his own tile in his house. George is a handy
for
dude.
For pleasure.
So he knows for fun.
Yeah.
For pleasure.
Yeah.
I'd give anything to be one of those guys. Yeah. I don't think I have the skill set. There are a lot of skill sets I don't possess, and sometimes you realize them when situations come up. Mm-hmm. So the feeling of inadequacy is matched by calm in knowing how to deal with the problem. The wild card was Brett, the wife of the lady that rents my wife's
3 degrees of
place.
Separation, and he comes and saves the day.
He just waltzes in. And then Carla mentioned to me on the phone that Shelley, Brett's wife, is also a can-doer. Mm. And I think we know, well, we'll have Terrence coming in a little later.
Sure.
I think he might have some can-do discussions with us today. I'm going to step out when he comes in.
Oh, no, today. Hold it. No, that's not fair.
You're the boss. Wave him off.
Yeah.
When it comes, Terrence and I had a discussion on his role.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my name on the show. The show is kind of my responsibility. But Terrence made it extremely clear to me, if he wishes to consult, when he's consulting on our show, he is
his full autonomy.
Yeah, but you have to. I mean, the last time he was here, it didn't. It wasn't great.
I liked his edge. We had to clean up a mess when he was done, but yeah, I liked the edge.
Can I stop you right there? He may be listening right now. I don't know.
Well, it's,
he's supposedly monitoring the show.
Think it's fair that you skate out when he shows up. That's all.
I have spoken to him about the desire to get quality control in here so that we will be able to do a better job on the show.
The only thing I've ever heard since that one interaction was about his ETF and his paycheck. That's been taken care of. I assume he's happy.
I wouldn't describe him necessarily as a happy guy in general.
His baseline is not happy?
Well, the bottom line, the way I understand it, this is not comfortable for me. I don't know whether there have been a couple of bridges burned in the past.
Oh.
But I don't want to go in.
Set up his corporate entity? Because when we had a transfer.
What are you doing to me?
I'm just saying. Like, it just seems like, why wouldn't I pay him directly? Because that's what the corporations do. He's a complicated dude.
He is. He likes his way.
Ixnay on the insulting A.
It's not an insult, more of it. It's just an observation.
Oh, aren't we brave? I'm stepping out in a second here. The water
Who's brave as you exit?
Well, I have a situation to see if my guy, John the plumber, that always makes me laugh, is here. So I'm going to take care of that.
All right. Well, then I guess
I will come back, and Terrence should be coming in shortly.
We'll take it from here.
Thank you. Bye.
I don't like that he's doing this to
getting us. Paid directly from the bank to the bank and no more check is a commonplace, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he wanted a check. He wanted a physical check.
Did he, like, want to route it through, like, something in Switzerland
so
or anything?
So strange.
Well, he's got his own ways.
I was like, I don't need EFT all day, man. It'll go right. He goes, he doesn't trust that the money is real if it's not a check.
I, frankly, am not looking forward
to speaking
with him.
Really strange.
Oh. Ladies!
Okay.
Well, looky-loo. Everybody here ready for the meeting?
What a surprise.
Yeah. Mike's
nice
not
to
here.
See each and every one of you. I know he's not here. We discussed it.
All right.
Dealing with a little personal problem. I can handle that. I'll handle him individually. How are you, girls? Doing well?
Sure.
Yep, we're good. Happy
yep.
Thursday.
Let me ask you, fellas, do you wake up stupid or does it just seep into you as the morning drags on? I'm just kind of curious like that.
I don't know that we're stupid.
I
hold on,
that.
Band's playing. Got to stop them, okay? Not quite my tempo. Thank you. All right, what were you saying? I was mentioning, do you wake up stupid or does it sleep into you?
We heard you. We didn't appreciate that. We don't understand where the hostility is.
Oh, you don't appreciate.
Yeah.
You don't appreciate.
No.
Do you appreciate perhaps a guitar being thrown at your head?
Hey!
How do you like that?
I don't like it.
Don't worry about, I don't care, mister. I don't care, mister, about your feelings. My job is to get the most out of you and get the performance out of you. Do you understand? Because I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two.
I should say, because some people probably missed your first appearance, this is a Terrence Fletcher, the quality control officer for the Mike O'Barra Show.
Greetings! Nice to see each and every one of you. I've been observing the operation, fellas. It appears we have a case of the I don't give a craps.
Now, do you
understand what that is? You know, you know what? I have a James Bowie knife in my hand here, and I could throw it right next to your ear.
Please don't.
Spiewak.
Don't. Hey.
There, what do you think of that?
Very accurate.
Give it back. Thank you.
There you are. Okay.
There,
now, when you observe the show, do you listen or do you watch the video presentation on YouTube?
I watch the whole thing. You never know what I'm watching. That's the key to the whole thing. And I have observed that, you know, a little case of getting by-itis.
Wait, do you listen and watch?
Do you understand what I said? Did you hear what I said? Did I stutter? Getting by-itis. Do you understand?
What's that?
Throw the teapot. Jesus.
Wow. Brought
what's
all his
getting
stuff.
By-itis?
Gating by itis. A bunch of guys playing hide under the desk so the boss won't see me, and God forbid anyone take a little personal responsibility.
What was that?
Yeah, what was that?
Well, you don't have to worry about that, but it was a teapot. No, it was a saucepan.
Oh, saucepan.
That's what do I have here? Saucepan, teapot, flamenco guitar, wind chimes.
Brought a lot of stuff today.
Oh, you want some more? How about the wind chime for you?
Beautiful tone.
How about I start with a story? Would you like to hear a little story?
You know, it's amazing. The last time you told no story, I didn't know you were a storyteller.
Let me story. This story's about when I was on piano in the Kenton band. Stan Kenton. Big band. One night, the first trumpet, best player in the band, hits a clam.
Bad
you know what
note.
A clam is?
That's
you
a
know,
bad
note.
Yeah.
Evil note. Bad. Bad. Everybody heard it. Yeah. He misses the runway entirely.
Really bad.
Really
note.
Frustrating.
Yeah.
Kenton doesn't blink. He doesn't blink. But we know he heard it. For the love of God, everybody heard it. You know what I'm talking about? Seriously.
So he hit a bad note. Kenton heard it, but he didn't blink.
We finished the set. Thank you, Rob. Thank you for letting me get my place back. We finished the set.
Yeah.
And as this very talented horn player is walking onto the bus, Kenton stabs him clean in the buttocks with an ink pen.
What?
Right in there. Shoves it right in.
The meaty
guy
part?
Jumps. Pardon me?
In the meaty part or?
Cheek or hole?
Do you intend to interrupt my story?
I don't. How? What was that?
Let me finish, please.
What was that?
So the guy gets completely knocked out, all right?
Yes.
Hits his head on the luggage rack and comes right back down unconscious. Stunning to look at. Really amazing. Stops everyone in their tracks. Kenton just walks into his front seat on the bus. Doesn't act like anything unusual happened at all.
Doesn't say boo.
Doesn't act like anything unusual happened at all.
What is that? How did Kenton act?
Didn't act like anything happened. I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. From that day forward, he never, ever hit another bad note. No clams ever again.
and he had a tiny blue squiggly mark on his right butt cheek for the rest of his life. That was leadership.
Mr. Fletcher.
Do you hear me? Do you feel me? Do you understand what I'm talking about here?
I'm not sure that made a lot of sense.
I don't care if it makes a lot of sense. Time for a commercial.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
So thank now you. He's sponsored.
The point is, you suckling piggies are dropping the ketchup on the formica. Do you hear me?
I do, but I'm not sure I catch your drift.
Oh, you want to catch something? Why don't you catch a champagne bucket? That hurt?
Yeah, it did.
Did I stutter?
Mr. Fletcher?
Yes. Yeah.
Or right Professor?
You can call me Terrence.
Terrence.
But not Terry.
Not Terry.
No. We learned
Thank you
that.
For remembering. Appreciate that.
Terrence.
Damn. Ice bucket.
Ice bucket.
Thank you.
What happened to Stan?
Stan Kenton went on to be a big band leader, but that's how we interact. The point is that I'm trying to make, suckling piggies, is that is leadership. All right? Well, if you're messing up, I'm here to hold your little girl hands, and if you need to have them chopped off, chop a finger or two off to wake you Nancy's the hell up so you don't drag down my band. Ready for your analysis? Stand tall, because here it comes.
Okay.
It ain't going to be pretty, okay?
All right.
All right, let's rock and roll. First of all, Oscar.
Yes, sir.
You need, if need be, take a fresh English class. Just take a fresh English class.
Wow.
Fresh lessons.
I expect
right?
that.
I concur.
Broadcasting doesn't need to be a third-rate Ricky Ricardo putting the English language in a salad spinner and taking the lid off to see what sticks to the wall.
Put the English language in a what?
A salad spinner. Do you feel me?
I do. Like the pen.
If you can't get sentence structure right, then I'm going to smother you with your own hand-loomed Bolivian blanket. Just my opinion.
The hostility.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Hostility. How about some cast iron cookware? Got a whole bucket of stuff, boys. I can go as long as you can
Ricardo,
go.
Ricky Ricardo,
yeah.
Very successful.
Yes, brilliant man.
Super, yeah, and his wife Lucy. Let's move on, shall we? Oh, this is exhausting because I just don't know whether I'm getting through. It's really, really difficult.
I think you reached Oscar. I think you did.
All right. Well, thank you. Please feel free to jot some of this down because I know a thing or two because I've seen it here.
How's that,
Rob?
Yes.
This might come as a surprise to you. Puns aren't funny.
Now okay? Wait a minute.
Puns are. Oh, wait a minute. How about you want a beer bottle? Here, have a beer.
Ow.
Oh, did that break on your little dress? I'm so sorry.
Got green glass on my
puns
on my
aren't funny. The next time a pun comes out of your mouth, I'm going to give you a colonoscopy with one of your oversized Birkenstocks.
Oh, no. Okay, so, but the pun is...
Son, just because you got big titties doesn't mean you're all that witty.
Now, is that a pun?
Listen clearly. Push aside the bucket of KFC and start thinking on your feet. God knows they're big enough. Straighten up, Humpty Dumpty. Or I will truly have a big fall for you.
Now,
am I getting through?
You know, the pun goes back to Shakespearean times.
Don't think so. Not getting through. Listen, just write it down. I don't need any commentary for you. That's what I'm here for, because I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. I sound a little bit like Alex Jones right now.
I wrote it down, Terrence. None puns.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Now, your fearless leader stepped out. I agreed that I would leave him a note. I haven't written it yet, but let's do that
right
now.
You're going to write the note. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
You got a pen and paper?
All right. Let me see
here. Why can't you just tell him?
Leave him a voicemail. Send him a text.
Why can't you let me do my job? Let me do my job. Dear.
Satchel full of mirrors.
Jeez.
Joe Rogan wannabe.
Hostility. Oh.
Oh.
That's if you want to be more successful, then I suggest you double up on the Prevagen brain pills. Did I stutter, or is this some sort of comedy routine?
No, I thought of a pun, but I didn't share it.
Big
Do you have a flat tire?
Here.
Do you have a flat tire?
I don't.
Well, here's a tie iron.
Just in case.
Wow, he threw that sidearm. Yeah.
All right. Dear Joe Rogan wannabe, if you want a more successful show, I suggest you double up on the Prevagen brain pills, because I know a thing or two, because I've seen a thing or two. Understand that it's the fourth quarter, and there ain't going to be an overtime.
Oh, no.
Stop your bitching. This is for Mike, the fearless leader. Fix your camera and try on some big boy pants. I hear you complain about Florida old people one more time. I will personally turn your podcast into a live bait review show. And then I will individually pluck every hair out of your lard-ass Santa beard. Here, give that to him, would you please?
Yeah, Mr. Thank Fletcher, you when you say much. It's the fourth quarter, are you speaking figuratively?
I speak directly and clearly. And if you don't figure that out, then you can get a chair thrown at your head. By the way, give my best to Julia Jellybean. Yeah, she's doing stellar work.
How do you know about Julia Jellybean?
I am observing all of you and your lives, your personal lives, and everything. I meant to tell Oscar that his brother and sister are doing an incredible physical physician work.
Anything for my son, Robert III?
Not currently.
Thank you.
Let's move on. Where is your is there an executive producer in the house?
We have a pony. Anywhere?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Tia.
Matt Ponyboy Bloom.
Yes, sir.
Get out.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Get out. Get out. Come back here when you have a Japanese stamp on your passport.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Direct.
That is straight from the top. I talked to the guys, Ponebone, and their nipples are raw. You've been on the teat for a lifetime, son. And the competence angels are about to call you up to mediocrity gate time.
Wow. Okay, then.
If you can't achieve excellence, you can't play in the sandbox anymore.
Yes, sir. Understood.
If you don't raise the bar and soon, I'm going to come to spaghetti night at your apartment dwelling and drown you in a plate of pasta. Do I make myself clear?
Oh, was that the plate?
By the way, say hi to Glenda. She's good people, salt of the earth. Happy birthday to her,
sure.
By the way.
Sure.
Well, that's nice. That's very nice.
Very
yeah.
Kind of
that's-
you.
That's if there's a new sheriff in town, it's not your fat daddy that stepped out of the room. It's me, Terrence Fletcher. If I can do it with a band, I can do it with a show because I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. Bum, 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 bum. That's now, the way it works here.
Did you listen to the first portion of today's show?
Yes, I did. I understood that there was a little problem with the utility down in the South Florida area.
Did we? Did we hit any clams?
No clams. No clams. It was good.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. I'm having some sort of problem here. I'm fine now.
You are? Was that a clam?
I'm not quite sure. Doesn't work for the bit, but that's the whole thing. Listen, yes, go ahead.
Well, I'm curious, and this is probably something we should discuss off air, but we'll do it on air.
Sure.
Pro-vax or anti-vax?
Oh.
Are you being flip with me, son? Are you being glib? Put an apple on your head.
I guess you have to have the knife back. Here you go.
Yes.
Here you are.
Hold on. I have to swab my nose.
Oh. Now, is that
negative? Negative. Negative.
Glad to know that was a COVID test, not just like general cleaning.
Rob Spiewak, where's the symbol?
The symbol?
Where's the symbol?
I don't have the symbol.
That's because it's in my right hand. Surprise. Surprise. That's right. I've got all my musical instruments. All of them right here. I'm going to throw a piano at you.
Amazing. I wish people could see.
I'm exhausted.
You are?
Yes.
Is it true that you used to be the voice of Jordan Kitts?
Jordan Kitts music? No, but I did win an axe throwing competition.
Wow.
I don't know what's in my throat now. But it's really raping the bit. I'm terribly sorry. No, I have not been in a Jordan Kitts commercial. I went to the Celtic Festival over the weekend.
The what festival?
Celtic Festival.
What?
Celtic Festival. Oh, did Celtic I stutter?
You did not
yes.
stutter.
Because like, I play some bagpipes, and now they're going to be thrown at you guys. I have another set, too. There it is. Cookie sheet. Copper saucepan. Hey, this one's little. Who's going to get hit by the fluorescent light bulb?
Ow.
There it is.
Oh, the gas.
Splatter.
The
absolutely. Gas. Absolutely. Phone call for Santana.
Oh, on the
you guys just piss me off. Phone. You continue to piss me off.
That was a hotline.
Yeah. Listen, I'll be gone for a couple of weeks, taking a little sabbatical. I'm going to be heading out to Caribbean Island, where it's going to be just me, a tropical drink, and some of my favorite students. Former students, of course.
Of course.
We wouldn't go on any improprietary behavior that would go on that island unless they were fully graduated and, of course, fully developed. Throw the crowbar. You guys are exhausting. Listen, take care of yourselves. Just note some of the things that I gave you today, please.
Sure. Yes.
All right.
And I'll make
watch
sure.
the puns.
Yes.
All right. Watch the English language and tell lard ass to, you know, really, repetitiveness is the key to death. Death. Do you understand me? That's the way that works.
We'll wrap up those bagpipes and get them back to you, both sets.
I got another set for you, smart ass. That's right. Cut them up with the knife.
Favorite.
Thank you so much. Gotta go.
See you.
Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
Mr. T.
Quality Control Officer Terrence Fletcher. And
you wonder why he went into the corporate world. I know he had issues when he was teaching in class.
Well, it's where the money is.
Well, everybody went virtual, so he had to reinvent himself.
Maybe he can throw virtual bagpipes.
But now he's doing this?
I know.
I can't wait to tell Mike about this.
You don't have to tell me. I was
did you
I
see
was
him in
the
hall?
Desk.
Why no, did you walk over or walk in, at least interrupt him?
Yeah.
I was hiding. I don't like. He scares me. He scares me a great deal. He had something in his throat, though, I think. I was a little
he
concerned
left you
for
a sweet note.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
I'll give it to you later. Yeah.
Well, no, I'll look at it right now.
Okay, here you go.
Is this for me?
Yeah. We both did it.
Wow. Wow. All right. Guess he doesn't like my work. That's all right. I think it's good for the show. I just don't. I'm scared. I'm scared of
Mike, him. Mike, it's fine. Just enjoy the fourth quarter. There will be no
this
overtime.
This was a good second act, as I wanted you to go to commercials after it was all done. That's what I really wanted you to do. Thank you, though. Thank you so much. We were just kind of paddling, you know. It was just sometimes, Rob, grab that lever and press it forward.
You got it.
Sometimes just go right ahead.
You got it.
Otherwise, we sit around and go, hamina, yamina, bamina, okay? That's exactly. And before we go to break, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw the knife at you myself.
You're not as accurate as he is.
Hey, man, is that O'Mara Rock?
Yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man. Kato Records presents 16 original hits inspired by The Mike O'Mara Show in one far-out collection.
It's O'Mara Rock.
This groovy collection covers everything TMOS. There are songs about legendary P1 listeners. Jolie.
Hit songs about the TMOS wives.
And songs about all the things TMOS listeners love. Out of sight.
You can get on the TMOS Hit Parade by becoming a TMOS Talking Head.
Send your email to Rob with 2 B's at MikeOmaraShow.com and include your name and phone number and explain all about your wild, wild life.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Did you know it's official now? I've been watching a lot of these news stories about it, and it does appear that the Fed is going to be raising rates maybe up to 4 times this year. Now that inflation has hit the levels that we haven't seen since the Reagan administration, they're indicating that they're going to pull the trigger on 4 rate hikes this year. So it's important that you listen to me and listen to me closely.
Hey, listen.
Whether you're in the market for a new mortgage or looking to take cash out of your existing home, nothing funny about this.
No.
It's more important than ever to work with a company you can trust. And I trust my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. With so many mortgage companies to choose from and so many gimmicks vying for your attention, Cornerstone First is the company that rises to the top with unparalleled concierge service, the lowest rates, and hundreds of 5-star reviews. It's no wonder they're the fastest growing mortgage company in the country. Even if you're working with another company, use them as a sounding board to make sure you're getting the best deal for you and your family. Cornerstone First Financial, the only mortgage company I recommend, serving the listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show for over 6 years. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or you can get them at cornerstonefirst.com. And we appreciate Cornerstone. They are our local friends and have been for years, and they totally rock.
From from the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
This is The Homepage, and we start today with an iconic movie presence, a lady that's been in the culture for a long time, Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
I remember. I'm old enough to remember her when she was on Laugh-In years ago, and of course, famously not married to Kurt Russell.
I saw her in New York City at the Brooklyn Diner with Kurt Russell once.
That would be, A-list. That's a mega celebrity
sighting.
That was
a great sighting. That was a
that
good
is
one,
a
yeah.
really great sighting. She wrote an op-ed for USA Today on the trauma our kids are going through due to COVID-19. I think we talked about it on the show at a certain point. Did we talk off air about it?
Yeah.
We didn't really get to it on the show. It was heavy. We had a few heavy things that day. But I think this is interesting what she has to say. She says it could be harder than 9/11 for these kids to deal with this, or even the terror of the Cold War years, which I lived through. Mm-hmm. She said, quote, kids are afraid of people, spaces, even the air around them, a level of constant fear not seen in decades. I know she says this, but I'll let me read what she writes,
all right,
and then we'll discuss for a second. In early 2021, she writes, emergency room visits in the United States for suspected suicide attempts were 51% higher for adolescent girls and 4% higher for adolescent boys. That's terrifying for me. Compared with the same time period in early 2019. Goldie says, we're failing our children and need to concentrate on preventative care and early intervention instead of just providing crisis care when things get out of hand. This I agree with her about the mental health.
Proactive as opposed to reactive, yeah.
One of the things you hear, I say it, my wife says it, is kids are just incredibly resilient.
They are.
And they can handle stuff. But I agree that, you know, deep down, a person that might have a proclivity for this kind of behavior where they could be really affected and you couldn't see it is a big deal. So I agree with her. She says we will survive COVID-19, the pandemic, but I'm not sure we can survive an entire generation whose collective trauma sends them hobbling into adulthood. We had talked off air that it is a difficult time for kids, and it is.
It is.
I don't think you have to throw the blanket on all the kids that we're talking about because the kids are resilient.
Yeah.
But I do think that before it gets to a level where a kid is just really anxiety ridden, you have to pay attention. I'm talking to myself right now.
Yeah, I had a talk
I want to make sure it's okay for my son.
When the kids really, really started to feel it, like last summer, and they were really out of their mind, and I sat them down, I said, you know what? I know this sucks, but know this. It sucks for everybody. It's not singling you out. It might feel like it.
We're all in the same boat.
We're all in the same boat. And I think that adds to the resilience. And if you can, and the one thing that she said that sort of resonated with me is that we're getting to be scared of people. That's what we need to avoid. We can be smart about it, but if we lose our interpersonal relationships, that's when the disease wins.
I think we're hating on each other more than we ever
I do
have,
too. Well, I mean, we are so stressed from daylight to day night to the end of the day, that it has to manifest itself somehow.
My father and my sister and I were discussing this. My nephew's, he's 16 now. Wow.
Jesus. What?
Yeah, Luca. And my sister was saying, you know, she's hearing a lot about depression and kids, and it doesn't matter what, it's not financial or access to the internet, it's a state of mind, right, and how you interact.
Yep.
And my father, in true, you know, stone cold Steve Austin fashion, says, depressed? Your brother told me he was depressed, looking at me once, and he goes, I was never depressed. And he said, yeah, you were in the formal living room, laid out on the couch doing nothing. And I said, what's wrong? And he said, I'm depressed. And then, do you remember what happened? I said, wait. And he goes, yeah, I ran up, kicked you in the shin, and you asked me why would you kick me in the shin? He goes, are you still depressed?
He doesn't like it. I know fathers like that.
Yeah.
You know? How can anyone be bored? How can anyone be depressed?
Yeah. Go run around the block.
Now I'm depressed and I'm in pain.
Terrible.
Probably not the way to approach things, but it was so calculated.
Yeah.
And my sister and I stared at each other. We're like, what do we say now?
Yeah, the
slowly,
tough love.
Slowly walk out the room backwards is what you do.
I'm the king of tough love. There we go. Kansas City Chiefs fans are gracious winners. Hold on. Yeah. I'm seeing if I'm getting my water back. All right.
All right.
This is totally unprofessional. Yeah.
Who plays waterback for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Talk amongst yourself. I'll be right back.
He's going to go check on the water.
I hate to do this, yes. But I said I would stop.
Patrick Mahomes is at the door.
Yeah. If he doesn't get his water back, he's going to throw the bagpipes at them.
It's probably, in fairness to this next generation.
Yes.
I don't even believe it's socioeconomic. I just think that, we used to be bummed when we were kids if you couldn't go out because it was a rainy day.
Oh, I used to be bummed if I missed Happy Days.
Right.
One of three channels. Yeah. I mean,
let alone seeing your friends on screens, which is a blessing.
So soft. We're so soft.
But
Brett, you are a rock star.
What happened?
I had to take that. It was a plumber at the door.
Of course.
I had no idea when I started the show that, talk about can do.
Right.
Dude. Yeah. You're fantastic. I'm very pleased. That's why I said I should have told you that I might have to step away for a second. But hopefully, I didn't expect that quickly.
So the plumber is going to be able to fix it, or it is fixed?
He's a can-do guy. He said, don't worry about it. I got it covered.
His views on depression.
Yeah. Ask if
I'm not
anti-vax.
Depressed now. I'm happy now. Kansas City fans have talked about how gracious they are. This is, look, I know it's for a good cause, but it's so cruel. Mm-hmm. It's so cruel. After the Chiefs knocked the Bills out of the playoffs Sunday, they raised almost $200,000 for a charity named after the grandmother of Bills quarterback Josh Allen. The idea came from a guy named Britt Fitzgerald, who owns a Chiefs fan account. He asked for followers to donate $13 each to the Patricia Allen Fund, which benefits a children's hospital in Buffalo. The $13 is in honor of the 13 seconds that it took Patrick Mahomes to drive down the field. It's like they're doing good, but they're such nasty F's, aren't they? I'm so rooting for Cincinnati this weekend. I'd love to see Cincinnati upset the Chiefs, but they're not gonna.
That is that's twisted. It's calculated. What that is. Yeah.
It's sick. But it does, go to the Children's Hospital as of yesterday morning.
Children.
More than 9,800 people joined together to raise $178,000 for the hospital. It's an a-hole move, but
smart. And what he did is he wrote a check and he hid it in Buffalo, and he says, now you have to find it if you want it.
I'm not a Buffalo fan, but that one hurts for me, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Jimmy, sorry. Next week, McDonald's adding four menu hack items. meaning food mashups that are popular on social media. I went through them all. I think they're all gross. That's just my opinion.
All right.
But I'll let you decide for yourself. These are the four menu hack items for a limited time. The hash brown McMuffin at number one. It is a sausage McMuffin with a hash brown inside the sandwich.
That's
they're
fine.
Basically,
yeah, I'll take it. It's fine.
All of these.
All day.
Thank you, Oscar.
Sounds great.
They're basically piling. They're basically piling everything.
Remember when Emeril was real hot? He stacked food. That was his big thing.
That was his thing, stacking.
Yeah.
Number two, the crunchy double.
Mm.
We had a roommates on the fifth floor of McDowell Terra. No,
actually,
I'm sorry. That was American University.
That's a plot line in the Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, gross.
It's a double cheeseburger, but you add a layer of McNuggets at the bottom and drizzle them with barbecue
too
sauce.
Much.
That
no,
is just
no,
gross.
That's too wrong.
Too much.
Number three is the surf and turf. Sounds good, right?
Sure.
It's a double cheeseburger with a fillet of fish patty added in.
Mm. No, don't mix your protein.
And there's an extra middle bun, so it kind of looks like a Big Mac. That makes me want to throw up in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Putting a fillet of fish on a burger.
And the fillet of fish
disgusting.
Already is suspect.
Yes, it is, because you don't know whether that's ground carp.
They don't have my menu hack on there, which is the Filet-O-Fish McFlurry.
Oh, God.
A delicious vat of ice cream with chunks of filet-o-fish in it. Of God. with chunks of Pacific.
No, Mike, actually, it's Potomac cod.
Potomac cod. Oh, you're killing me.
Somebody
I'm going to bring up
that
thing. Number four, the last one, the land, air, and sea.
Oh, dear.
They're just piling crap up. It's a Big Mac with two burger patties, like usual, but also a filet of fish patty and a McChicken patty.
No.
It truly disgusts me.
Just the mouthfeel alone.
Yes, and on the food theme, we continue
10,000 pickles on a McRib.
The homepage. Couch potatoes could have a new piece of furniture to sit there, buds on. It's a sofa called the Lofa, and it's the creation of rapper Tommy Cash from Estonia.
What?
I don't know.
Hello.
Sometimes it's Cash. It's a lean news day. Cash is known in design circles for eccentric ideas, and his Lofa does not disappoint. The L-shaped couch looks like fluffy glazed dinner rolls. It's not available for purchase, but Cash is trying to convince IKEA to sell the Lofa sofa. He said on Instagram that if he got more than 10,000 comments, IKEA told him they'd release the Lofa. Well, Cash has surpassed 10,000 comments, but no word yet on what IKEA plans to do with the Lofa. And if they do release it, and Pony Boy's interested, I would buy Pony a Lofa.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I would buy it for you for your birth. When's your birthday?
In July. It's perfect.
July. All right. We'll find out.
I'll buy it if they put a Filet-O-Fish patty on it.
Stack them. And now a little something. 36-year-old John Hawkins III is facing 7 second-degree burglary charges for several break-ins at the Shady Acres Mobile Home Park in Frankport, Kentucky. It's a mouthful. He did it last summer. He allegedly broke into multiple homes and made off with nothing except women's underwear and bras.
In Kentucky.
Police they received a break in the case after a lengthy investigation and arrested Hawkins at his home on Saturday. During the arrest and search at Hawkins' home, the detectives recovered approximately 100 pairs of women's underwear and bras believed to have been stolen from residences in Franklin County, Kentucky. The sheriff is asking other potential victims of the alleged undergarment theft to contact the department with their reports of anything missing. Police are still attempting to calm down the drug sniffing dogs who were used in the operation.
Oh my God.
We have to take a break. What? I'm sorry.
I see the lipstick.
We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun. Yeah, that's borderline. We'll be right back with more fun on the microwave. Do we have Nikki next or is
Yet. One more break.
All right, thank you.
Dennis Murphy hung around Pondville Media and tried to break into broadcasting, but his natural speech proved to be a huge obstacle. Then one day, he would later tell his biographer, the voice of God told him to take diction lessons, and his whole life changed.
Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
Dennis practiced faithfully for many months, and through diligence and perseverance, it was only a question of time before he emerged a major f***ing star.
Good evening, and cheers to you all out there. Welcome to Murphy's Musings. I'm Dennis Murphy. Our broadcast is sponsored this evening by the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Frightfully witty, uncensored content every week. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and purchase a subscription so you never miss a minute of the fun.
Hey, everybody, big news in shoes.
I wanted you to read that. That's perfect.
Thank you. Everyone at TMOS loves their Rothies.
Yes.
Oscar got the RS01 sneakers. I got the driving loafers. I got two pairs now. Rob has the Chelsea boots.
They're beautiful.
The Chelsea, you have to bring them in.
I will.
Please.
I will.
All right?
I will.
And bring them in on your feet. Have you seen him wearing his Chelsea boots?
No, I wore my sneakers yesterday. I love them.
Yeah.
All right?
I love them.
You don't need to break them in. As soon as you put on your Rothy's, their soft, flexible material and amazing insoles make them the most wearable shoes you can own. They are incredibly versatile. Wear them with a suit, a pair of sweatpants, or anything in between. They're knit with 100% recycled materials. Mm-hmm. Even the sneaker laces are made from plastic water bottles. And if dirty sneakers are a pet peeve, rest easy. Rothy's are 100% machine washable.
Throw them in.
keep them forever.
Yeah.
No wonder Rothy's Men's Shoes get a 5-star review from almost every customer. If you're still feeling skeptical about shoes made from recycled plastic, then try this on for size. Rothy's is doing something special. They gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at Rothy's.com/TMOS. Head to Rothy's.com/TMOS to snag a pair of men's or women's shoes for yourself or someone else. That's Rothy's.com/TMOS. As we were getting this crazy show ready to go today,
right.
And I don't say that because I think it's trite. Man, we're crazy. Yeah, hey, it's morning in the burp. We're crazy. No, we just had a very frenetic morning where things were happening. But in the middle of all that, you two were having some sort of altercation before the show even started.
A debate.
Well, you came in, Rob. Let me just explain that even in our regular lives, Oscar and I tend to consider Rob's world to be a tad vanilla. Right? Don't we?
Yeah,
I mean, just a tad kind of safe and, you know, predictable.
There's a layer and a level of jealousy when we judge Rob.
Yes.
Because.
Absolutely. Because he kind of has a, he's a steady Eddie.
He's a steady Eddie, like ups and downs. You don't see them. It's just life. It's great. He's like his standard operating system is like, fun is the best thing to have. If we can have it, great. Otherwise, everything's okay either way.
And also, a lot like you, Mike, I like my routine. I like things to be steady. I don't like things to stray, particularly, you know, if it's a structured thing, like a work-related thing, I like it to be steady like the way it is. Well, mm-hmm. This morning, there was a mysterious traffic closure that they started screaming about as soon as I turned on the news this morning. The Beltway, which is the road that circles Washington, D.C.
Right.
They had to close down the inner loop of the Beltway because of an extreme amount of black ice, and no one knows.
Yeah, you're getting weather up there today, right?
Yeah, well, there was
no precipitation, which is strange.
They don't know why. Right. They think it might be a leak. They think it might be a spillage.
Might be coming from my house.
It could be from Mike's house, but they really did.
All pipes connect.
They had to close down 4 lanes of traffic, and so the road was closed right where I needed it to be. So that really limited my options for coming into the city. That's how the road I take every day. So I told Oscar when he sat down, I said, I broke the law today. He says, well, what'd you do? I said, well, we have another road, Route 66, that is HOV during traffic, during rush hour.
That is high occupancy vehicle.
Yes.
Right.
And what it is, is when you get to a certain point, you can't just be yourself in the car. Yeah, you be yourself. You have to be someone you're not. No, you have to be.
It's cosplay.
Sometimes it's hard to find the right words. You have to stay. You have to have a carpool in order to go any further.
Right.
And people cheat all the time.
I have been ticketed for it in the past.
Okay.
I started to weigh the options. And
stupid is what
it is. It is very stupid. Yeah. It's extraordinarily stupid. So I said, I'm going to roll the dice. And I broke HOV restrictions and drove in on 66 today. And no penalty. Got out through it. Okay. And that's fine. So, yeah, I came in. I said, you know what? I away from the norm. I broke the law today. And Oscar looked at me like I'm an idiot.
Why did you look at him like you're an idiot?
Because he made a big announcement about it, and I said,
it wasn't like I played a timpani or anything. Yeah, I just mentioned it.
But like you were the scofflaw, or like you got away from the cops because you were speeding, and then you ditched left on an exit, and then they didn't catch you. And I said, don't people do that all the time, where they ride dirty on 66 just to get out or get into the city?
The drones, Oscar, you know. Especially in Washington, D.C. is a great example. It's every major city in America that does this too. The rules and laws and extra money they raise, the people that do the real work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The people that get up at the crack of dawn, haul their ass into the city to do some work, there's absolutely not enough support.
No!
There's not enough support by building, you know what we're asking for? The great working people of America, you know, that have to make those dog commutes that they have to make. They're asking for you to pour a little more concrete and put a road here or a road there. I've lived this route. Let me tell you about DC.
Yeah.
All right.
You
in a
tell
land
us.
Long ago, far, far away, They built a road, an artery, out where developers and county commissioners and mayors and state legislators were going to line their pockets big time.
Stacks
and be richer, richer than their wildest dreams could have imagined for the rest of their lives, because they were going to build, 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 build. And they knew that with all the houses that they were going to build out there in a place called Northern Virginia, it ain't the North Pole,
right?
That they were going to have a pissant little two-lane road going into the city that would be inadequate for the traffic pattern by the 1970s.
You're right.
They're
whining it.
F it, because there was no way to do it. There was no way, because it had already been built. Because they had such incredible foresight, then when they built this BS circle around the city and called it the Beltway, ooh, isn't that exciting, that was going to be adequate enough to handle the traffic. Well, it wasn't.
No, I've had...
So it didn't stop anybody. It's ridiculous.
I've had so many people like visit when they say, will you show me around the city?
Yes.
And you take them and you show them the monument and the Capitol and stuff. You're driving around. And invariably, I always say, I have to apologize for our nation capital's crumbling...
Our
nation's capital's crumbling infrastructure. Because
right.
It is. There's hunks of concrete laying around.
I get that.
Can't build any more lanes.
You can't.
Inside the Beltway, because they built the original road 6 feet from somebody's backyard anyway.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, in fairness, they're attempting to do that, and they're building more lanes now on 66.
Inside the Beltway, they are.
Inside the Beltway, yes, they are. They're adding to the left and right. It's going to take another 5 years as a plan in place as we
speak. To build a third lane?
Yes.
Yeah, just in time for a third lane to be useless.
It's just funny to me. It's sad.
It's a cost of living. And this probably, this is going to be an unpopular take, but pay the money to ride and then you're fine. Bottom line.
You mean pay, are you talking about pay for mass transit? Is that what you're talking about?
You can get on. So if you want, you can drive alone.
Right.
Like if you're leaving the city and pay the higher fee.
The express pass.
Express pass, and then move on with life. You don't have to always ride on with an illegal variance of the law.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're taking notes on today's show, I'm the man for the man, all right? I'm the man that is for the common man, the worker bee out there, okay? Mm-hmm. Then you've got the defender of the powerful, my friend Mr. Oscar Santana, defending the government that has failed you miserably.
Because if you want
I've
to...
Gotta, get... every day of my commute, I'm going to drop it. Let me drop $15 so I can trouble free. What if you're making
like
$15 an hour? What?
It's $4 and
oh, excuse me. I didn't realize that Andrew Carnegie is weighing in here right now.
what I was trying to say earlier is, Rob, if you were on 66 inside the Beltway without an Easy Pass, then you'll be ticketed by like every camera as you go under those big.
It's all automated.
Yeah, like they're not going to pull you over.
Yeah.
They'll just send you a ticket.
Yeah. Oh, well, modern technology then. Well, I have an Easy Pass, so I guess I'm out then. $15 bucks.
Yeah.
But the
this
Easy
is how
pass.
Much you don't know about your life.
No, this is how much you don't know about my life, is that every day I don't pay $15 because I leave and get here on time.
So you didn't break the law.
No, I guess I didn't. But you know what? I broke my heart.
Hold on a second. That means they're going to charge him? Is that what's going to go
on?
He's
like get $5.
Yeah, he'll get a $5 bill.
Oh, no, it's already deducted from your Easy Pass.
That's right.
Automatically.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, so you paid for it.
I did.
So you didn't break the law.
No, but I did break my own heart. I didn't.
Did you see any troopers on the side of the road?
I saw some guys with guns.
Shut up.
It was like when
they
I
don't do it like they used to. I haven't been in the city in a decade. I don't know.
And you know what? To
it's
be
a
true,
digital world.
I haven't taken the inside the belt. I haven't done it since they automated it. So, yeah, I used to remember seeing the troopers on the side
of
the road.
That was 5 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, well.
All right. Okay. So.
I mean, come on.
How do you know that and you live inside the city limits?
Because
you never
I
go
have
out.
Ridden on that road during that time and then gotten a bill. I'm like, oh, well, I guess I just paid for that. Fine.
All right. Okay.
Well, you know what? It was worth it.
And then, ladies and gentlemen, join us next time when Oscar, Mike, Rob, and Pony solve the world's problem.
Build another lane!
Just like we always do. Hey, it's football weekend, and the man we absolutely love, Nikki Diamond, will be here to talk big games coming up.
Woo!
It's a picture of Carla from Vegas or New Orleans.
Yeah, nice. Wow. Dirk.
The thing about it is he's got that big Dirk energy.
Big Dirk energy, yes.
That was good.
The Michael Mara Show podcast is chock full of laughs and stories. Every episode improves your mood, lifts your spirits, and gives you more male vitality. But for maximum impact, you have to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. Only then can you get
Big Dirk energy.
Get hard or your money back.
It's P1 Hall of Famer Dirk Bastrick. Big Dirk energy is a real thing. I've been listening for almost 12 years, and the TMOS bonus show always puts a smile on my face, a spring in my step, and let's just say there haven't been any complaints in the bedroom.
Ooh, yeah.
Subscribe to the TMOS bonus show today and get Big Dirk energy. Click the banner at MichaelMaraShow.com. It's
electric. Boogie, woogie, 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 woogie. Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show, brought to you by FanDuel. It's the best football weekend of the year. Two big games that will determine who goes to the biggest game of them all. Well, what's that called? Who you got? Cincy, KC, Frisco, Los Angeles. No matter who you like, the game is more fun when you have a real interest in it. Yeah, that's why you need FanDuel. FanDuel Sportsbook, hooking up new customers with 30-1 enhanced odds. Listen to this, for either game. $5. That's all you need. That can win $150. There's no better place to bet the playoffs than America's number one sports book. Don't miss your chance to win $150 off a $5 bet. Just use promo code TMOS when signing up. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Use promo code TMOS and pick your conference championship team before kickoff.
21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150 bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona. 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. TN Red Line 800-889-9789 in Tennessee or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
You guys were looking down, both of you, and you didn't see me moving my lips.
Well, Mike,
when you were playing that disclaimer, I was going like this.
I didn't want you to be nervous because I know you wanted to get that in one take.
Yes, it's very, very exciting. The man with the plan is here. He's joining us. This is bittersweet as we wind down because you know what? Really, technically, only three games left in what really has turned out to be an amazing NFL season. And the man who has led us through it. Nikki, look, I'm nothing if not honest with you. And sometimes I have to bring up the fact that do you have a score sheet? And I'll just say for the playoffs, as to
playoffs?
How you've been playoffs,
like you're winning
how you've been doing with your one loss record. What is what is that? People have been talking.
I was doing great when there was 13 seconds left on the clock. I was doing real well, and then they decided, hey. We don't want to squib kick it because we're afraid of Byron Pringle. We'd much rather face Mahomes and Kelsey and Hill. What, have we lost our minds? Hey, Jimmy Cerrito, can I get a proof of life? Can I get a newspaper? The Today's Word? I'll put the Wordle up today, Jimmy Cerrito.
Put the Wordle up. It was, you know what? We all love Jimmy. We all adopt the Buffalo Bills this time of year. What a heartbreaking loss that was. And, now we move on. We got the Chiefs in the championship. We were all disappointed, Nikki, including you. I know, because you picked Buffalo.
I thought, hey. It's just basic betting 101. The game was a coin toss, right? It was a 50-50 game. If you pick tails, you win $11 on a $10 bet. If you pick heads, you win $9 on a $10 bet. What are you going to pick? You're going to pick tails because that's the smart bet. And if heads wins, you say, well, I did the smart thing. I bet on the right side. It's betting 101. So what's my score? I can do math, you morons. That's my score. I learned that S in fourth grade. So add that up, you people on your computers. You want to walk a mile in my shoes and corrupt. It's still hot here. Why?
He's upset. He's upset, ladies and gentlemen. I understand. Well, Nikki, calm down. Yes. Let's wipe the slate clean. Yes.
It's just when you lose, sometimes it only makes the win feel sweeter. So when they eventually win the Super Bowl in 2057, you'll be dead, but your daughter will look on the heavens as Josh Allen Jr. holds the hoist
Josh
the
Allen Jr.?
Thinking, Josh Allen Jr.
That you would have enjoyed that if you hadn't died much, much earlier, but whatever. And marketing opportunity, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
At Jimmy's old-time rock and roll tavern. The 13th. I knew that was going to be a spur. All right. 13 seconds. I'd like to order a 13 seconds. That's a shot and a beer. That's how long it takes to pour that.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome, Jimmy.
Oh, you are wonderful, Mickey. Let's get to the weekend fun. It's for football fans, this is doesn't get any better than this. This is exciting. Yeah. Really is.
It's good. Great time of year. Hey, look, the Bengals, they got sacked 9 times last week, Joe Burrow. How is he still playing? Like, how bad are you, Tennessee? I mean, come on, really? Ryan Tannehill, 3 interceptions. Just retire. Get out of here. Look, the Chiefs, they're unstoppable. What do we really think they're going to beat the Bills, then lose to the Bengals? Mm. I say Cincinnati keeps it close for a while. But in the end, it's back to the Super Bowl for Andy Reid. Fat coaches unite. There we go. And then, out in L.A., the Niners, they really have McVay's number. It's going to be – can they beat him 3 times? Can they beat him 3 times? I say they cannot. The Rams prevail in a close one. Give me the 3.5 points, though. I'll take the Niners side. But I say the Rams win on a last-second field goal. It's L.A., the Chiefs in L.A., a rematch of that Monday night game like 4 years ago where they scored 1,000 points. It's going to be amazing. But, hey, no predictions now because I'll be back because we have the Super Bowl coming. Hey, listen to Lock It Up. It's a great podcast with Joe Robinson and some named Rob Mayer. Anyway, thank you. That's my score. That's my record. Prove a light word, Old Torino.
We'll link them up on that podcast. That's a good podcast. Thank you. That was just so passionate. I guess he did read his own press regarding the Buffalo Bills pick that everybody was disappointed about. Before we go to break, I did want to mention a movie that's really, I think, above average if you like this kind of stuff. You know I love me the Nazi hating, right?
Yeah. Sure.
I love me the Nazi
hating.
Well,
they were a bad outfit, Mike.
Really bad outfit. I love to watch things about sneaking around on Nazis. Nothing makes me happier. The movie is called Munich, The Edge of War. It has a stellar cast, including a typecast German evil guy that I saw in Inglourious Basterds. Okay. Remember the Nazi SS officer in Inglourious Basterds?
Yeah.
The kind of baby-faced guy that was really super evil? He's in this one, too, as a baby-faced Nazi again.
You know,
it's
Mike,
amazing.
It's been since the 1940s that people could make a career out of playing Nazis.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think this may be top of mind, Mike, simply because today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, look, if you are a student of history and you are somebody who really, really studied the beginnings of World War II, this will make you think. I haven't done enough research yet to tell you whether I think that the premise of this movie based on a book is either BS or true. I don't know yet, but it's sure an interesting thing to think about the way they handled it.
Is it set pre-war? So it's like the ramp up to
it
World
is set
War
pre-war.
Okay.
Yes, it is set pre-war.
A lot of
and
stuff.
Just a really,
a
really good,
on, yeah.
a good cast. And, you know, you don't get many really good movies. And all of a sudden you see Jeremy Irons as Neville Chamberlain and you kind of go, oh, okay, this has got a little something something to it, and I enjoyed it. And the rest of the time, I'm surfing my YouTube videos that I have because I put them up on the big screen.
More
now.
Scraping,
really scraping.
Yeah.
When you're really
broken.
No, this is not the kind of scraping we were talking about yesterday.
No,
when you really spend a lot of time on YouTube, you realize that even YouTube is not the giver you thought it was. It just has limits. And, you know, suddenly you get into a few ruts, and I'm not sure how to widen the net, really,
you know,
and do
what
it effectively.
Do that? TikTok.
That's right.
You know, maybe it feeds it's time.
You and
maybe
feeds
it's time.
You, and you
know,
feeds
the time the times that I have locked on TikTok, although I like a deeper dive than some of the things that I do, I think maybe it holds my interest for brief periods of time. So maybe I can do that. I do a thing last night on YouTube. That I believe it was something along the lines of a collection of Karens, the top 20 worst Karen moments. Okay. And they call them Karens if it's a lady that's ranting, or Kevins if it's a guy.
Oh, I didn't know there was a Kevin. That's neat.
Yeah, they have Kevins because Kevins can be dicks too when people are doing this. I think that I watched on this one particular video, I probably watched at least 20 to 25 incidences of these Karens. And I've come to a conclusion of what is at the root of this Karen stuff. See if you think this is valid. At the root of the Karens, you have I wrote it down, racism. A lot of them are racist. Find these lady, a black lady's walking her dog in outside her apartment complex, and this 58-year-old hag comes down without teeth and starts screaming, thinking that she's going to get broken into. That's the first one. You've seen that. You've heard that.
Yeah, of course.
That goes on and on. It's always it's got that. However, there are other ones, too. And this one I don't think they talk about. And that one is drug addiction. Because a lot of these Karens, when you really watch five or six of these in a row, you look and go, well, that's meth mouth right there. And there's one in particular where a lady jumps out of her car on the highway and she's complaining about a construction site that has a gate down where they're letting people come and go. And she's mad and she is doing the mouth thing where she's twitching and doing that. And then she kind of like pulls up her shirt and stuff. And these are horrible people to look at. So you get your racism, you get your drug addiction. And then the third one, this is not super funny what I'm talking about here, mental illness. Mm. A lot of these people that are publicly ranting, when you really think about it, there's an underlying deal.
This is not somebody.
Derailed. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're derailed. Yeah. But this ain't the first time at the rodeo for the derailment. They've gone down this road before. Right.
As far as when you're surfing YouTube, I think if you want to widen your net, you need to search something that is unlike anything you've ever watched before, just to open up your algorithm a little bit.
Just go to TikTok.
Let me write that down.
It's going to give you a brand new lease.
I'll do TikTok, but I'll also take his advice too. Something I've
because
never,
it right? is so. I mean, when I do the same thing now, and I figured out a way that when you're watching YouTube on the big screen, it's sensational.
Oh yeah, that's a different animal.
Yeah, it is. And so, but the thing is I get like last night I was watching a lot of stuff about Beatles vinyl, and then I looked at it later, and that's all I had.
What's the breaking news on Beatles vinyl?
Whether or not the Japanese release in 1980 is worth the money.
Got it.
All right.
Don't
send Pony to get it.
Yeah.
I'll look for something.
Get that stamp on the passport.
I've been trying to get this joke in, Rob, for 5 minutes. Let me try. Cat videos. That's what I'll look for. Cat videos. Something I've never had before. Jeez. Excited with that, yes. And Beatles vinyl news.
Yeah, you'll find a lot of a-holes.
Absolutely. hey, it's Soundtown time.
We'll take a visit, yes.
STT, that's coming up right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And thanks again to our friend Nikki Diamond.
WLS Chicago.
Attention, Chicagoland. Are you sick? Logie? Or just feel under the weather? Well, you need me, Dr. Larry Chicago. No matter what ails you, I can fix it. Whether it's a sore back, runny nose, or the COVID, I got you. Just put some ice on it. Come see us at the Chicago Family Medical Group, 1062 West Addison, right next to Wrigley. Me and my doctor siblings, Otto, Arlene, Oliver, and Oxnard, will set you up and tell you to put some ice on it. You can trust us. We fitted Harry Carey for his bag, so get our details at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Hit up the shopping center, get a bonus package, and for God's sake, put some ice on it.
Thanks, Larry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Even in the best schools, your child probably isn't getting the one-on-one teaching that they need to reach their potential. In a big classroom, teachers just don't have the time to focus their approach. Byju's Future School, they get their students personalized attention and a world-class learning experience completely online to supplement their in-person school education. Byju's math and music courses help build a core of knowledge and self-confidence. And with Byju's coding course, students get the fundamentals of coding through their favorite games like Roblox and Minecraft. They'll have tons of fun while learning about the technology that makes games, apps, and cryptocurrencies possible. Oscar enrolled his nephew Luca in it, and he is loving it. All you need to do is join the millions of parents accelerating their kids' learning today. Right now, Byju's Future School is offering our listeners their first class free. Just go to byju's.com/podcast to sign up for your first class absolutely free. That's byjus.com/podcast. And thank you to Byju's, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you hear that?
Listen, what a sound.
Do you hear?
The sound.
There's a new sound.
The sound.
Sound Town.
It's funny you would bring up Karens because there's a new trend among moms, and this actually comes from Boston, where moms are getting together in large open spaces. In this one, it's a high school football field. They just get together and yell to blow off steam.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Please.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know, the Me Too movement and the anti-misogyny. Oscar and I really just showed our hand right
this,
there.
Like they went to some sort of room and smashed up stuff because their lives are so terrible.
Yeah, through bagpipes.
Like, come on.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Give anyway, let's check it out. Here we go.
Break. Let me say this.
Better than beating your kids, I imagine.
Let me say this.
I don't know.
If I lived in that town and it was small enough, I would find my way to get a Polish surplus water cannon machine and bring it down there. I swear nothing would give me greater pleasure.
So I guess I'm the only one who finds it sexy?
I don't.
Rob, wow.
Well, because he likes to be dominated. That's why.
He does. You know,
that's
he
like,
does.
Oh,
he enjoys that.
Probably some hot women
he
and treat
enjoys
me like garbage.
That. Yeah.
Actually, if you see the video, I don't think so.
I just think, you know, when I hear something like that, I think, what could be done for good? Couldn't you do something good?
It's about the students, right? Not the moms.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Like the whole idea of that is Friday Night Lights. I would want a football game. It's about the kids.
If I were the father, I would love if the women were all yelling goodbye.
Don't you think at 62, I'm entitled to an occasional sexist remark?
No.
No.
No. You're too woke for that.
So, no, I'm not.
Because you're a broadcaster.
I'm a broadcaster. Yes. Yeah. Well, I just would like to say, if I had a megaphone, I would be up there.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't you think you should all go home and make somebody a nice pineapple upside down cake?
It's a great dessert.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
I've been thinking about it a lot lately, you know.
Did the recipe...
As I've, like, plunged into my total inability to control my fatness, I've thought about that, and my weight maintains itself because I do ride the bike, and I'm active, but I'm not moving in the direction I need to move in.
My mom used to do it. Do you put cherries in the pineapple rings? Yes. Oh, it's the greatest. Great.
Yeah, the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, exactly.
The way it ought to be.
The way your old dad used to do it.
Yes, siree.
All right.
Oh, what a great cake.
I love Jonah Hill. He always makes me laugh. He's one of my favorite Saturday Night Live hosts. And now he's sort of skinny Jonah Hill, which is
so
okay.
He's lost the weight again?
Yeah.
All right.
And people have been asking him why he has a black eye, which he does. So he took to Instagram to explain it.
I'm going to say this once and once only. This black eye is from my surfboard. It is not from a fist fight I got into with Baby Yoda because of our falling out.
Hey, way to go, Jonah, because of your surfboard.
Yeah.
Out there doing the California life. So good for you, Jonah Hill. And you know what? Jonah Hill, with the weight off, not all that bad a looking guy.
No,
right?
But I think he still needs a longboard, though.
There's a viral video. Yeah. Don't hate on people's transformation of their body. You've done it before.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
But there's a viral,
just in the wrong direction.
There's a viral video where he has so much raw angst against being the fat kid.
Mm-hmm.
That it's almost, it's visceral.
Well, imagine the world that he exists in.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a world where, you know, we've all been to L.A.,
yeah,
where you go out to L.A. And, you know, my last trip was years ago. I've got this year, hopefully, a trip out to visit my daughter out there. Mm. I will tell you, it is a different standard in Los Angeles.
He grew up with
no
Adam
other place in the
Levine
United States
as his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
That
That's
guy
right.
was slaying 12s while he's just staring.
Yeah.
I know. It's just great. But like every funny guy, I like Fat Jonah Hill, too. I love, you know, look, boy, I'm just going to get the misogyny stamp put on me today. You know, when you see The Wolf of Wall Street and Jonah
best.
Hill.
Yeah.
I mean,
the best.
He's spectacular in that movie. He really, really is.
I know you like a clever advertisement, Mike, and I like this one. This is for a company called RexMD, and they use clever use of the mailbox. You know the flag that you put up on the mailbox when you have outgoing mail? They use that in this.
Generic Viagra delivered within 48 hours in discreet packaging on approval. No one will know but you. Oh, and your mailbox. RexMD.com is the fastest
and they do the thing
and a fun way to get generic Viagra.
See?
The flag goes
it's
up.
A classier,
there.
It's classier than get hard or your money back.
Yes. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. Which I think is, you know, and they were an advertiser. And I was embarrassed. Yes. I was embarrassed. Yes. I really was. I'd take their money again.
Yes.
But I mean, you know, I was embarrassed by that slug line. How about, you know, try
Not
to be a
results.
Little cute. Really? No, the free samples were spectacular. Absolutely incredible. Really.
The results have been incredible.
The results were incredible.
So, oh.
Not only do I have my life returned to me in the bedroom, but I'm not able to successfully do a push-up any longer. Yes, three.
Bon.
I have had to install a special urinal in the Brian Butterfield bathroom.
Those aren't asterisks.
Parallel with my man boobs.
So in Fargo, North Dakota, Mike, we talked about things you can order that were off the menu on McDonald's.
Yes.
Michael Bingham found something in his Taco Bell taco.
Mm.
A metal bolt.
I knew it wasn't food. It couldn't have been. Tried to dig out what it was, and then I pulled it out, and it was this little tiny bolt or screw or something. Well, I thought I hurt myself, you know? I was just kind of in shock at the moment, I guess. He said that the GM didn't believe me, and she thought that I was lying. That could easily happen again if it happened to me. I just want people to be aware of it, that can happen in restaurants pretty easily, I guess.
I think that's in the manager's playbook, because one time, remember the McDonald's, the world's worst McDonald's by WJFK?
Horrible.
I had trouble drinking out of my straw, and I opened it up, and there was a fly in my soda.
In the straw? Wedged into the straw?
Clogged the straw. And right. I said to the manager, I said, there was a fly in my Coke. She says, no, there wasn't.
Mm.
I said, here
oh,
it is.
Oh, really? Yeah,
the,
like they get that. Well, that's the bad McDonald's.
Oh, it's the worst you McDonald's I mean? In the world.
Yeah, it's like a bad customer service. Yeah. If there's a decent person there, they're not going to distrust, you know, the customer. I was in a restaurant one time getting breakfast. And there was a guy next to me that, you know, finished his breakfast and then complained about it because it was 100% guaranteed. And he wasn't that satisfied.
Did the guy at the counter, did he have trouble finding the form?
He had, there's a whole scene. And then the guy on the other side, the cashier, waiter, whatever you want to call him, threatened this guy with violence.
He normally comes in and got good service.
He did. And then the manager, I think a guy named, I'm trying to think what it is, Dennis, came from behind and fired him on the spot.
It was amazing because normally he got great food. It was just a little undercooked.
That's the customer.
Yeah.
Normally he got really, really good food.
Yeah.
And it was a little undercooked. That's what he
that's
said.
That's all. That's all. All right. Let's close with this. We've raised kids, and it's frustrating sometimes when you want them to say something and they can't. They just can't pronounce it. For example, okay. Oscar, can you say the word pizza?
Oh, Jesus.
Just once.
Pizza.
Right, now say it three times.
Pizza, pizza, pizza.
Hey,
he's gotten better.
Hey. Yeah,
he's gotten better.
Yeah, thank God. But that's
awesome.
Usually I would say pizza.
Pizza.
That is awesome.
However,
you've done that. Congratulations.
I'm learning. Tell Terrence.
This toddler cannot say Pinocchio, and I think this is awesome.
Pinocchio.
Oh, that's lovely. Terrence, what do you think of that?
Didn't like it.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Oh, that's all you got? Oh. Perfect. Okay. Wait a minute. There it is. Thank you. Please come again. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our thanks to Nikki Diamond and Terrence Fletcher for dropping
TF.
By.
TF
now
on the
thanking,
zoo.
I'm thanking.
Thanking characters.
Goodness.
Thank you, Larry Chicago, yes. for coming by today.
Hey, and where's Twitch been?
Twitch actually has a big announcement.
Where is the man that's been doing most of your work?
Twitch has a big announcement. He's secured himself employment.
Ooh. Oh, that's why he hasn't been doing this stuff for us.
Well, no, not so much because he hasn't started yet, but it's a huge deal.
Huge.
And we should actually talk to him about it next week because he got a great job.
Well, for the you know the brain trust, the Amato Riddle brain trust, mm-hmm. you know, I'm thirsty. Hot. Is that, you know, when you're getting something gratis, is that unbecoming to ask for more?
No, not at all.
Makes me a real taker.
No. Mike, you're far from being a taker.
All right, I got to go out and check on the water main guy. And thank you all very much. We'll be back with the bonus show tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Uncensored fun for your entertainment pleasure. We'll see you next time. For Rob Spiewak, and this is Oscar Santana to his right, Michael Barris saying, so long, everybody.
Pinocchio.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara bonus show. Get it at michaelmaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
The mainstream media has legitimized extraterrestrial life and is basically saying we are being visited, something is going on.
This is a circus.
Hey, save some for Dad now.
Why the fuck?
Sayonara, sucker!
Wow.